He's a former Demon himself. He's from the victorious Richmond Rooms. His name's Reece Conker, and he's been good enough to join us on 882 6BR Footy. G'day, Reece. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
What a demonstrating at halftime, because you were thereabouts, weren't you? And it was a game you didn't want to walk away with saying, well, that's one that got away from us.
Yeah, no, we're doing a lot of things right. There was just a few things we needed to tweak. We're sort of kicking it long inside 50 without too much care, and they were just sort of marking it and intercepting it and then sort of like building their offense off that. So we just needed to be a bit more careful kicking it inside 50, and I think the rain sort of helped with that.
What was the train of thought to trying to defend guys like Kennedy and Lacroix and Darling today?
Well, yeah, Kennedy really likes to lead up, and you know, they play a very controlled forward line, very structured. But you know, we just stuck to our guns, and you know, we just needed to be physical with them and just yeah, cut off those leads inside 50 mainly.
A lot of talk, and well done, Reece. Congratulations on your individual game, a fantastic effort. Dustin Martin, a lot of talk regarding him during the course of the week, whether he'd wear protective headgear or not. He decided against it. No doubt it was his call in the end.
Yeah, I'd say so. Dusty's didn't want to look too bad with the helmet on, but no, I think it wasn't too bad, and he played like a star again. So, yeah, full credit to him.
You look like you've worked on your back end of the game, though, Reece. It looks like there's more team-orientated defence as opposed to individual one-on-ones.
What's that, sorry?
You look like you've worked on your team defence down the back half of the ground as opposed to one-on-ones, which you may have employed in years gone by.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We're a much more team defence-orientated sort of back line now, and that's sort of been Ben Rutten's philosophy and, you know, led by Alex Grant and the big fellas back there, but... yeah, it definitely helps when we're all on the same page.
How hard of a slog was it in that final term? We were calling up here suggesting it might be a goalless last quarter. It seemed to be going that way. I can't believe the game in relation to conditions changed so much over the period of a couple of hours.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy when the rain came down in that third quarter. But, yeah, it was a real slug. It was just, you know... who was the cleanest and probably the strongest over the ball in the end. And, you know, full credit to the Eagles. They played great. You know, we were lucky to just get a couple of goals late and, yeah, run away with it.
Now, Reece, belief is a big thing. And no doubt they're starting to you build a bit of belief in those rooms. Three wins on the trot at the start of season. It hasn't been done at Punt Road since 1995. Is there a steely resolve developing within this squad?
Yeah, I'd say so. It just comes with... guys getting lots of games of experience, our young guys coming through, and you know, we've just built on over the years. Obviously last year was a little bit disappointing, but yeah, we tweaked a few things and everyone's just got and you know, we're a pretty tight-knit group, and you know, we love playing with each other, and I think that's really helping.
Are you talking finals down there yet?
No. Game by game, the old cliche, stick to it.
And do you reckon Daniel Rioli's a contender for the goal of the year?
Oh, definitely. He's a superstar, and you know, he does that week in, week out, and I think that was it's definitely a contender.
And Dan Butler showed a bit of pace with his goal from about the wing in the first quarter.
Yeah, he's a great young little player. You know, he's been on the list for a couple of years, and he's just sort of been building up to this. You know, this preseason was, you know, by far his best. He's super quick. He's very creative, and yeah, you know, it was just another fantastic game for him, and you know, he's going to be a very important player going forward.
Good on you, Reece. Thanks for your time, mate. Really appreciate it. Go celebrate.
Thank you.
Reece Conker there.